Om Ajnanati Mirandasya.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya.
Jnananjana Salakaya.
Jnananjana Salakaya.
Chakshurunmilitam Yena.
Chakshurunmilitam Yena.
Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah.
Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Advaita Gadadhara.
Sri Advaita Gadadhara.
Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So today we are taking new lesson number 6. Entitled Tamil Translation 107 Megahertz. So today lessons, the title is From Transcendental Knowledge to Absolute Truth. If you have a boat, what you can do? You can cross over the river from one side to another side. So this material world is Bhavasagara, the ocean of nescience. We have to cross from this side to that side. We need the equipment, that is the transcendental knowledge. If you go beyond this ocean of nescience, there we can find the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. We wanted to enjoy without Krishna, so Krishna brought us here and he inflicted Maya Devi, three modes. He installed three modes in this material world. That's why we are unable to see Krishna here. But it is impossible for us to get separated from Krishna. The connection is there, but we don't feel like, because of the influence of three modes. Isn't it? Here, because we are not feeling Krishna, we feel troublesome at every step. No one is happy in this world, and Krishna calls this world as Dukkhalayam, Asasvitam, place of misery and non-permanent. Place of non-permanent. Is it? So, after enjoying without Krishna and experiencing all problems, we feel why we are suffering. Then he is intelligent person. then only our inquiry starts. Inquiry about why I am suffering. Isn't it? Our mistake is we wanted to enjoy without Krishna. Now we realized our mistake. Now we want to correct our mistake. That is the intelligence. One who corrects his mistake and leads the life is intelligent. Isn't it? So the correction is done by Krishna. When we understand this is all due to Krishna, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, they impart this knowledge that we are all suffering. This is due to forgetfulness of Krishna. Then we think, oh, I committed mistake. If you shed tears, then we can get the love of God also. After understanding that this world is Dukkhalayam, we want to go back to our place. Isn't it? For that only Krishna helps us. If we do from the bottom of our heart service to Krishna and we please Krishna, then Krishna has the obligation to help us. The helping is not direct way. It is indirect way, means through his representative. Through his representative. Representative means what? Can anyone explain? What is the representation?
Representing the Lord.
That's the thing I am asking. Who is representing? Guru. What is the meaning of this representation? That's not the, my question. My question is, who is representation? What is representation?
He tells as it is.
Wait, you were there yesterday. That's also not a perfect answer. Your answer is not correct.
God fulfills his mission on his behalf.
On his behalf. One who works on behalf of the person, particular person, one who acts on behalf of Krishna is called the representative of Krishna. Isn't it? He is called the representative of Krishna. Krishna never comes directly to this world. Krishna never comes. But he sends his representative. Isn't it? What for? We have to come out. We have to come out from the influence of three modes. Isn't it? It's not that much easy. What is the sloka? It's impossible to come out from the influence of three modes. Because this is?
His nature.
Divine. Devi esa. Daivihi esa means this is divine. Divine means there is no influence of Maya. This is actually divine. But we are influenced by Maya. So we are not divine. When we are influenced by Maya, we are not divine. Isn't it? Because this is the creation of Krishna, this is divine. So this is not possible for the person who is not divine to cross over the divinity. You got the point? Isn't it? That's why Krishna sends his representative. Now we will see who is the real Guru. Guru is first of all what? Representative of Krishna, that we should not forget. He is on behalf of Krishna, is going to help us. Isn't it? That is the representation. So he should come from Krishna himself, no? One is representing means Krishna cannot say somebody, some people whom he unable to see the person. He can, you go as my representative. He cannot say like one who is very close to him, confidential servant. One whom he knows very well. Him only he will send. He cannot send anyone as he likes. You go, Baba. It's not like that. Because I am unable to go now, on my place I am sending you. So the person should be how? He should be as good as Krishna. Isn't it? He should know Krishna philosophically, tatvataha. Isn't it? So the person, guru is coming in disciplic succession, parampara. He knows Krishna, each and everything. Such a person is only representing. Otherwise, it is not possible for anyone to represent Krishna. When you are becoming confidential servant of that person, automatically the person is empowering. When Hanuman understood Rama and he wanted to devote his life only for the pleasure of Rama, then Rama revealed everything to Hanuman. There is no secrets between Hanuman and Rama. Isn't it? He is the confidential servant of Rama. Those who are confidential servant, for them the owner, the master reveals about himself everything. He may not reveal everything to his wife also. A businessman is there, he may not reveal, but he can reveal everything to his confidential servant, isn't it? Because the business and all the ladies are not tackling that business, only the confidential servant. So he is more than, the concerts. So one who is preaching is the most, is the beloved lover of Krishna. He loves the most. Isn't it? So the reasons and also, guru should have all these qualities. He should know Krishna, he already got connected to Krishna. There should be some communication between Krishna and this person. Prabhupada is always telling, no? Those who are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he is in communication with Krishna. He got connected to Krishna. So that's the qualities of the guru. He knows Krishna. It means he knows all the causes of all the causes. Is it correct? He knows the cause of all the causes. Knowing the causes is not by everybody, even this materialist person can also give the cause. But the cause of cause, no one, unless the person who is revealed about Krishna, he cannot, isn't it? So it is our duty, if we want to go back to our own place, guarded, we have to understand the cause of all causes. Here we can see Maya Devi and her activities. But if you do not know that Maya Devi is the perfect servant of Krishna, she never, never deviates from the instructions of Krishna. Isn't it? She is all perfect. So if we want to get away from the all influence of such a perfect servant of Krishna, what we need to have? You don't understand my question?
Master's blessing.
Huh?
Master's blessing.
That is Krishna's. If you don't get the mercy of Krishna, you cannot come out from the influence of Maya, who is the perfect servant. Isn't it? In such a case, can anyone get the information directly from Krishna? It's not that much easy. Unless Krishna reveals himself. You must have read from the purpose of Prabhupada. It is not that you are realizing Krishna unless Krishna himself reveals to you about him. You cannot understand Krishna. Don't put any effort to understand Krishna. But Siddhartha Maharaj is telling what? Don't try to see Krishna. You act in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. Huh? It means Krishna is pleased with us. When one is pleased with the person, they are about to help them to give something, some gift like. Isn't it? So if we act in such a way that is pleasing Krishna, not the Maya. Please understand here, everyone is influenced by Maya here. But if you go beyond the activities of Maya, beyond the influence of Maya, and going Krishna directly and pleasing Krishna, then Krishna has the obligation to help him. Then only he is sending his representative. The representative can help you to get away from the influence of Maya. Huh? You got this much understanding? Huh? Now, the representative is not belonging to this material world. Anyone who belongs to this material world, he cannot have revelation of Krishna. He is only under the influence of Krishna. It's just like the example what Prabhupada used to tell. One who is drowned, he cannot save himself. Or any other person who is also drowned, he cannot. But one who is outside the water, he can only save him. Isn't it? So anyone who belongs to this material world is influenced by Maya. So one person influenced by Maya cannot help the other person who is also influenced. But one who is outside the influence of Maya can save them. He is the guru. You understand this point? Such a guru must know the cause of all causes. He must have seen the absolute truth. Otherwise, his function will not work. Isn't it? Otherwise, it's not possible. Such a guru is ready to help anyone and everyone. Isn't it? Then when he gets the guru, when one gets the guru, when? Sorry?
When surrender.
Krishna is pleased with his activities. Anyone who is influenced by Maya can please Krishna. Please don't tell a vague way without proper understanding. Anyone who is influenced by Krishna, influenced by Maya and is acting, that action can please Krishna. Why it doesn't please Krishna? This only simply we are telling, yes or no. If not yes, it is. It must be no. But you are acting some act, you are doing some action. That action you are doing under the influence of Maya, can that action please Krishna or not? That is, whether Krishna is there or not, Krishna can be anywhere. You can please Krishna. How we are speaking all these things, so we have to please Krishna. If Krishna is not there, you are not seeing Krishna. How Krishna, you can please Krishna anywhere? It's not possible. You understand? So, wherever Krishna is, if an action, we are acting in such a way that wherever Krishna may be, he should be pleased. So now you are under the influence of Krishna, under the influence of Maya, your action can please Krishna wherever he is. Is it possible? Huh? You are under the influence of Maya. You should understand what is the influence of Maya. Influence of Maya means you?
You are forgetting Krishna.
You are forgetting Krishna and then you are only working for your own pleasure. You are working, you are satisfying your own senses. If that is the case, how you can please, that action can please Krishna? You understand now? Don't give vague answers. The specific answer is required. When you give the specific, when you can give the specific answer, if you understand that thoroughly. Isn't it? How? If I am influenced by Maya, my actions are only pleasing me. Isn't it? That action, how can be pleasing Krishna? It cannot please Krishna. You understand? So, if you want to come out from the influence of Krishna, you are directly worshipping Krishna. That's the thing what we are beginning. We are telling everyone, those who are coming to ISKCON, we are training them. First you chant His holy names. If you want to love someone, you should know the person's name. And you, even while sleeping, you should utter the name. Isn't it? Then only you can love them. Otherwise not. To love means we have to first know the name and you just keep chanting on that name. Isn't it? Isn't it? And then we are telling you do all the services to the photo, no problem. We are not telling to begin with you have deity. That's not possible. We are dishonoring the deities because we are not pure. We do not know how to please someone. If you are inviting our chief minister and we act as we like, it is displeasing the chief minister. Is this good? So we should know. Before inviting us, chief minister, we should know how to please him from his representative. Isn't it? So this way, we just recommend anyone who comes initially in ISKCON, we ask him to chant the holy names and ask him to keep the picture of Radha Krishna and his representative Prabhupada. And you offer, you do kirtan. This is, you see, these activities and all not influenced by Maya. Isn't it? These activities are not influenced by Maya. So that the actions are pleasing directly to Krishna. Is it correct or not? Okay. That's why we tell, don't do devotional service for your profit. Karmanye vadikaraste mapalesu kadachana. You can go your office, you can do your business. Don't think that you are doing only for your pleasure. It is only to please Krishna. As a duty you have to do. Without expecting any return from your action. Isn't it? And don't stop that duty also. And don't think that you are the cause for the result of that action. As though you are doing that action. You cannot claim yourself that you are the person cause for that result. That action is pleasing Krishna. Isn't it? How to please Krishna? If you don't do this, like this one, out of duty you have to do. Who is the example? Yesterday we were talking about this one. He did all his duty, but they wanted to give some reward. Katvanga Katvanga, the king Katvanga, is very good fighter. Huh? Even the demigods, they wanted Katvanga to fight with the demons. He never told, I am a pure devotee, I don't do fightings. I don't help you people, you are always fighting with the demons. So I don't come, Baba, I am pure devotee, I sit in one corner and chant Hare Krishna. That's not the thing. Pure devotees are paradukha dukhe. Demigods are also devotees of Krishna, Vishnu Tattva. Isn't it? So he went there, he defeated all demons. Demigods are very, very happy. They wanted to reward him something. Very, very happy means they are giving, no, out of courtesy. So they asked, my dear King Katvanga, how best we can please you? What gift we can give you? But Katvanga had some doubt. How long time I am going to live, plus tell me. He is asking the demigods, please tell me how much balance of my lifespan is there. They told only one moment. But of course that is of that demigod's place time. Immediately told, I don't want any reward. I don't want anything. I have my prime duty. I'm going down. He's coming on the earth. And he completely absorbed in the Krishna at his lotus feet. You understand? That is the prime duty. It is not that I want to receive the reward from demigods and I want to show to my wife, my children, my kingdom, my subject. That's not the prime duty. No one can maintain their family. If you please Krishna, Krishna will maintain your family. Otherwise this Maya will never let you be happy. Maya sticks are like that one. She will never let you be happy. So we have to depend upon Krishna. Krishna can only overcome the influence of Maya, always not. So these are the qualities of the Guru. He must have seen the truth. How? He received the knowledge from his Guru Maharaj, implemented that knowledge, and he realized that truth, Krishna. He is seeing Krishna in each and everyone. In each and everything, in each event. Please understand, the Guru is not that one, I can give you Hare Krishna mantra. You come and fall in my feet, my lotus feet. And you give some dakshina, you do this thing for me. This is not the Guru. He should be able to show that truth what he has seen. That is the prime duty of Guru. Isn't it? We already discussed the merits of seeing the hidden hand of Krishna, seeing the truth, absolute truth. In how many cases we saw before I took the class? How many cases? The cases in the failure cases because they unable to see the hidden hand of Krishna. What is that previous, have we already...
Anita
and
Nirbhaya.
In these two cases, we already dealt that one. They utterly failed. And one more thing also.
Draupadi?
No. Indira Gandhi, her own bodyguard shot her. We took so many, I didn't note all the points, so that's why I am unable to tell her. So, as the things Krishna reveals, we will see that one. So this and all the failure case is because they unable to see the hidden hand of the Krishna. One who sees the hidden hand of Krishna, he will never, I told at least 3 points, he will never
commit mistakes.
He never commit mistakes, never suffers, then he never harm anyone. He never cheats anyone. The whole world is full of cheaters and cheated, but that person will never cheat anyone. He will never get cheated by anyone. He is completely protected by, controlled by Krishna, the supreme controller. You understand? So the prime duty of the Guru is to make him to chant and show the hidden hand of Krishna. You understand the point? If you see the hidden hand of Krishna, you will never feel that you are suffering. As Kunti Maharani, she is wishing to have troubles in her life. She is begging Krishna to bestow upon her with all the troubles, problems, so that she never forgets Krishna. She never forgets Krishna. Remembering Krishna is that's okay, but forgetting Krishna is difficult. We can say I remember Krishna all the time. Many people they say forgetting. When we forget? When we forget? Better answer. When we forget Krishna, when you are? Why Krishna is doing something so that you can remember Krishna? Now also unable to? Why? What Krishna is doing, if you forget Krishna, Krishna does something to you so that you will remember Krishna.
Suffering.
He is suffering, sir. So when you forget Krishna?
Suffering.
When you are happy, you forget Krishna. That's the correct point. You are happy means you forget Krishna. So if Krishna wants to remind you, he will give some sufferings. But we fools, we don't remember Krishna. We will see some other source. How best I can escape from this world. Isn't it? Escapism, there is no place in escapism also, in Krishna consciousness. If you try to escape, then you are losing that opportunity. Isn't it? So Guru is showing you, just like that, cause of the causes. Our very first Guru is Brahma. Isn't it? In our parampara, the Sishya, first disciple of Krishna is Brahma. Ours is Brahma. Gaudiya, Iskon, Parampara, that Brahma himself is telling, Sarvakarana Karanam is Krishna. We do not know cause of all causes, but we know all the causes. Yes. That person only cheated me. He took 2 lakh rupees from me and he is not returning. That's the reason we can say. But the reason of that reason we do not know. So we want to become enmity with them, we want to do something. Some people, they think that they want to kill even him. Isn't it? That action. What all the newspapers, what all the war, the TV, we are watching news, everything is due to ignorance. They know only the causes. They do not know the cause of all causes. That's why they commit mistakes. They harm others. Why demons are there? The demons wants to be happy at the cost of inflicting pains on others. Others also part and parcel of Krishna. You should understand. This and all we will understand when we take shelter at the lotus feet of a representative of Krishna. Isn't it? Then only we don't do any unwanted action.
Any immoral things?
Any?
Immoral activities.
immoral activities. Isn't it? You understand the point, why the Guru is there? How the Guru should be? He should be compassionate to all. He cannot discriminate anyone. Who discriminates the persons, your mind, he is our dates. Who doesn't know that they are children of God? Isn't it? So you please understand, even before coming to ISKCON, I never understood all these things. After reading Prabhupada books, really Prabhupada has given us the gem. Before that one I read many people, Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, this, that and all. I visited also many places. I never received this one. The cause of all causes is Krishna. No one uttered this statement. No one. Before that one I never heard this one. The cause of all causes is Krishna. That only the representative of Krishna will reveal you. He should show. I took the example from the beginning, you remember? I took two persons, one is Sridhar Nitha, that time he was Srinivas. You see, there is the change also in Srinivas' life. And another is Lokabandhu. Now he is taking rest. Lokabandhu is taking a very nice rest. Isn't it? I took the two examples. You remember? The same thing we are using, the two personalities. In those days, I began with these two. Now how best he is. He's free now. He's free from anything. He's taking full rest. He's no botherations for him. Anyone who doesn't have any problem, botheration, he can have very nice sleep. Anyone has a problem, he cannot sleep also, isn't it, during nights? Isn't it? So this much change we should have in our life. We should understand why I am suffering. It is not, the solution is not lying outside. Then what is this plan of Krishna? Solution is standing, lying outside, I am suffering. One is committing mistake and I am suffering. It's nice. He's a really gentleman. The God is gentleman. God is an honest person. If someone is doing some mistake and is punishing someone else, then he is a cruel person. He cannot be honest. He cannot be good. Isn't it? God can be cruel. Isn't it? God's devotee is called uncruel. Who is he? Uncruel?
Akrura.
Krura, akrura. Na plus krura. Krura means cruel. Akrura means not cruel. How God can be cruel? I never understood before coming to ISKCON. What is God, what is it? I also worshipping Krishna and all. I used to go Tirupati also. But never understood. Tatvataha. Everybody, they claim. I know Krishna. Baba, I know Krishna. I know Bhagavad Gita. He's playing with all other women. At the dead of night. Many people, they say. They never understood. Isn't it? So this is the first quality of the Guru. He should be able to show, don't suffer. If you understand the reason behind that one, the cause of your suffering is Krishna, then you're gone. What is the example for this one? Daily you are reciting this one, and can I test you all? How you can say this word? There is no suffering. You see the hidden hand of Krishna. You are suffering gone. This is the Guru.
Anandamuri Vardhanam.
Samsara Dhava. Very first thing we are singing in the early morning. This is the forest fire is suffering. The suffering no one can extinguish the forest fire except the clouds, which carries water. Evaporation of water and pour. So the Guru has come from the abode of Krishna, carrying the mercy of Krishna and pouring upon you, telling there is no suffering, sir. You understand that one? Even the forest fire is there. No one can can scare off that forest fire. There is the cloud. It is pouring the water and that is extinguished, the fire. Your suffering's gone. If you see the hidden end of Krishna, isn't it? The mirror is broken. The father coming and telling, why you allow the neighbor boy here? He only broke that mirror. I told you many, many times, don't allow that boy to play here in our place, and you allowed him. The wife was shouting, telling, don't shout. This is not the next boy did, this is our own boy did. Isn't it? The father closed with two mouths, he's closing his lips also. He's not shouting. Is it? Our own boy did this one? Not that boy? Where you are suffering gone? Where you are anger gone? After knowing the truth. Isn't it? So in the same way, you may have so much sufferings. If you understand, the sufferings are all given by Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, to understand the reason for that one, to understand your mistake. This is the opportunity given to you to correct your mistakes. It's not nice, sufferings. That's why Kunti Maharani, she welcomes. Isn't it? Suffering is not nice. Which is giving you more solace or pleasure in unity or in separation? Which is?
Separation.
Really? Everybody experienced that one? When you are united, you never think of him. He is at home, means you don't bother to give some coffee or this, that, or getting him some address. When he is absent for 1 week, then you will feel, I am missing him. Isn't it? So the point is, we have to know the absolute truth. Then there is no suffering. There is no problem. You got the point? This is the thing Guru does. How? The Guru is compared to the cloud here. Isn't it? The cloud comes. Otherwise, there is no other way to extinguish the fire. Isn't it? You cannot take this one. You saw something, in America and all, if it varies traffic also. In the traffic also, the fire engine goes. You saw that one? The wheels only there and high, that is the pillars. After the pillars only, the water tank is there. If there is crowded place, and then that goes. That is very, very slim. Four or five wheels are there. Over each wheel, there is one pillar like. Over that, it means that even when a bus is standing here, the water tank is above the level of the bus roof. It can go anywhere. It need not stop anywhere. It goes, even it goes to 50th floor also. It can raise. It's just like the ladder. Collapsible ladder like. It goes, that's why they can put off. But in forest fire, your mechanism or your nothing can help. That never can help. Only by nature Almighty God should help. Like that one in our life, I told, we are mostly suffering due to the last one, Matsara, that is envious, parame. Anyone having this Matsara, I am better than you, why not me, why you? This is the topmost. They cannot get the mercy of Krishna. You understand? So be careful. We need to have such guru. Such guru means you have to worship Krishna very, very nicely. Then only, as your heart content, you will get the guru. By the mercy of Krishna, you will get the guru. But the contents, the extent your heart is cleansed, that extent, the pure guru you will get. This is directly proportional. Sama sambandha, viloma sambandha is not. The Sanskrit words also we should learn. The extent your heart is pure, that extent pure guru you will get. That's why don't get attached to any guru. This guru is nice, he's singing very nice. Oh, this guru is nice, he's having so many disciples. Oh, this guru is telling very, very nice. This guru is dancing very, very nice. This guru is taking care of everyone very nice. This and all only causes. We do not know the cause of all the causes. Why he is dancing like this? Why he is speaking like this? What? You understand? So by the mercy of Krishna we'll get the guru. Is it okay? Is the time? Can I? If I step on to the next topic subheading, it will take some more time. So this one I can continue next Sunday. That is up to you. For me no problem. I can go on speak day and night. Because we are speaking from 5 o'clock, 5:15. Isn't it? This one. Next topic is disciple. Because the disciple qualities, till now we saw only the qualities of the guru. Because transcendental knowledge means only the guru possesses transcendental knowledge. That's where we started. And he is going to impart that knowledge to the disciple. So the qualities of the disciple we want to. So that will also take a long time. How much time does for the second lecture?
15 minutes.
55. If anybody has any doubts, then it will come to 1 hour. Then if I take the next one, disciple, then it will take some more time. More than 1 hour also. Okay? So if anyone has any doubt or clarification required, please come forward. Samsayatma Vinashyati. No one has? Everybody enjoyed the time now? It was nice time for you? Enjoyable time? Is it?
Yes.
You enjoyed or you relished?
Relished.
You see, you are sleeping. You're all sleeping, it seems. You enjoyed my lecture? Not relished? So now you tell. Now you wake up. If you have any doubts or clarification required, you can come forward. Yes.
Mahamaya and Yogamaya.
Yes.
So Bhadra is Mahamaya and Subhadra is Yogamaya.
Yes. Yes. Bhadra is revealing you your mistakes. Bhadra is suffering, you know, giving some sufferings. By that one, what you should understand? Bhadra means what, you know? The meaning of Bhadra. Sanskrit word is Bhadra. Bhadra means?
Be careful.
No! That is one of the meanings. The real Bhadra means.
Controller.
Bhadra Kali. Bhadra. Bhadra means? Deepa Prabhu, you are from North India, you should know. In Ahmedabad, there is one place called Bhadra, very very famous, that is bus terminus is also there. Huh, Bhadra.
Origin?
Auspices. Bhadra means auspices. How she, Maya is, how she is auspices? Because she is perfect servant of Krishna. She cannot harm you. You understand? She is all auspices. How she is all auspices? She is revealing your mistake. And she is giving the opportunity to correct your mistake. She is not auspices. If you are doing something wrong and somebody is coming and supporting you, is the your benefactor? No. One who corrects your mistakes. So Bhadra, I don't think that Bhadra is so bad or this or that. Bhadra is the perfect servant of Krishna. She is giving you the opportunity to understand your mistakes, to correct your mistakes. Can this perfect servant of Krishna can harm anyone? Why is he harming? Because of our past deeds. It is not that she is giving us something problems because of our own previous mistakes, offenses. She is providing us the problem. Bhadra. Subhadra means very supremely good auspices. So she is helping you to serve Krishna. She is helping Mother Yashoda to serve Krishna very, very nicely. Nanda Maharaj, they are influenced by Yoga Maya. We are influenced by Mahamaya. But we are not understanding Maya. Maya is not bad. Which is not there. This is the Leela of Paslims of Krishna. She is helping you to understand your own mistake and giving the opportunity to correct your mistake. Now you understand Bhadra and Subhadra? In that Ahmedabad, actually when I was there in 19, what, which year? When I got married when I was there, 78. This bus terminus, many, many people they come to. Anybody is coming that area, they come and they worship that Bhadra. There under Ahmedabad, Darwaja, Lal Darwaja, Kola, I forgot even the names, Raipur Darwaja, they are all the Darwajas means the gate, Kalupur Darwaja. So anyone else? The good question you asked, no?
So the Bhadra is actually the external potency of the Lord.
Yes.
After the instruction of the Lord, she is trying to collect us and make us.
Yes.
She is helping us to push her to Subhadra. So Bhadra will help us to get.
Yes, Bhadra, yes, yes.
And she will hand over to Krishna.
When you are not inside, when you are not outside, automatically you are inside. Isn't it? Whenever you are not inside, automatically you are outside. Isn't it? Whenever you are serving Krishna, you are not serving Maya. But whenever you are not serving Krishna, obviously you are serving Maya. Serving Maya means? Serving Maya means? Enjoying yourself.
Forgetting Krishna.
Forgetting Krishna, enjoying yourself. But you are not understanding the Maya. If you understand the Maya, why she is doing me like this, then we can correct our mistakes. You understand? Maya tells, oh, come on, sleep on my lap. This is the golden opportunity for you to enjoy. And you want to get influenced by that one means you want to enjoy yourself. And you will, later on, you will suffer. The Maya is giving you trouble, then if you think that why I am suffering, Why she is giving me this one?
Prarabdha karma.
Prarabdha karma is nothing. You can change your prarabdha karma. As long as you are not coming in contact with Krishna, your prarabdha karma will work. Your horoscope also will work. If you get into Krishna consciousness, your prarabdha karma is changed, your horoscope also changed. You understand or not? Only the horoscope and prarabdha karma is the cause of all our activities, previous activities. But if you are able to see the Krishna's hidden hand, all our prarabdha karma gone. All the rules of the planetary systems, they cannot affect us. We are independent because Krishna is controlling us. We are not under their control now. That's why Krishna is telling Ananya Chintayanto Mam Yajana Pari Upasate Tesam Nityavayuktana Yoga Kshema. For your maintenance, I am going to take care of you. And we are not having the faith on Krishna and we want to do our own, just like the donkeys who are working day and night, and we are not happy. Got the point?
Now,
believing Bhadra means she is providing you the opportunity to enjoy yourself. Which one you want to take? You understand? She is giving you trouble. You should accept that. Oh, she is giving me the trouble because of my previous misdeeds. You have to correct you. Then, actually you are taking the help of Bhadra.
That means those are doing Rahu Kala Puja and all, they are actually getting misled.
That's not necessary. Rahu Kala Puja and all, that's only temporary. Temporary solution, for time being solution. That is not eternal. You have to keep doing that one. Throughout your life. Throughout your lives. Chine punya, matya lokam, visanti. Nahi nahi rakshati dum kum karani. Your palatable words, your sweet words, your tricky words, they are not going to help you at the time you are going to give up your body.
But we can pray to Bhadra and say that please help me to
understand why you are giving me problems, what are my misdeeds, how best I can correct my mistakes.
Then
yes. We don't disregard anyone. If I go across the temple, I cannot neglect her. I should also pay my obeisances to that. Yes. Even not only the Bhadra, even if some Ganesha temple is there, we can pay our obeisances. If Shiva temple is there, we can pay our obeisances. They are devotees of Krishna. But they are having the other portfolio. Our portfolio is different. We are all children of God. We are all instruments in the hands of God. Not necessary. If you got some guru, because they are already burdened by the materialist people, and you also want to be burdened to them, if you ask something from them, you are also burdened. But they are happy if you come and say Hare Krishna to them. They are very, very, they get relieved actually from the burden. That's the secret actually. We go there just to relieve, to give them little solace. Isn't it? Temporarily. But they may remember, oh, that Vaishnava came and he told Hare Krishna. He can remember for some long day till some other person coming and tripling him. Till he troubles. So Vaishnavas always do their best to please others. Yes.
While one is chanting, Krishna communicates to him.
That's not. You have to become pure. You are chanting me. Chanting is not the pure state of yours chanting. Chanting is there from beginning, offenseless chanting till offensive chanting till offenseless chanting. when you come to this end, offenseless chanting, then Krishna will communicate.
Now Apradhi started.
Huh? Pardon?
Belong to a certain community, for example, in Maharashtra, they are very attached to Ganesha.
Okay.
And then you are also forced to take part in the festival.
What is Krishna consciousness? You know that one? Krishna is for Tamilians and Maharashtrians and Andhras and Kannadis and Bengalis. Huh? You understand my point? So if you want to come to Krishna consciousness, you should forget your style, lifestyle, your way of your lifestyle, you should forget. Krishna consciousness is the unique for all people. Vyavasayatmika buddhi, Eke Kurunandana, Bahusakaki Anantaksha, Buddhya Avyavasayana. Avyavasayana means discriminating. I am Maharashtrian, I am Tamil, Tamilian, I am Kannadian.
I am aware of that, but then
so, the unique one means you have to please Krishna. Then all other Ganesha, Dinesha, all are pleased. If you please only Ganesha, you cannot please Dinesha. Who is Dinesha? Sun God. Sun God. Don't think that I am telling some joking words. Huh? Dinesha means sun. Sun is called Dinesh. There are so many names by... Huh? Community or state-wise, all the same. We have to come about that one. That is only because of the influence of three modes. You are telling my community, your community.
No, I'm not saying that. We have to also live in...
You are not telling me, so why you are asking this question. Yes, but we don't do. It's not, if you do also, that is nothing wrong. Even in all the ISKCON temples, we do Ganesh Chaturthi. But their consciousness is entirely different than those who are doing Ganesh Chaturthi, ordinary people. We are just glorifying Ganesha. Huh? They are telling when you are going to come, when you are going to relieve me, when you are going to give me this one, when you are going to give that one. But we tell how Ganesha, you are doing so nice job. You are fulfilling all the desires of all people. Huh? Even I cannot do that one, which I cannot do, you are doing. So I am very much, you understand, I am very much thankful to you. You accepted that post. Can anyone accept the role of Kaikeyi? But that is very important and crucial role. Without Kaikeyi, there is no Ramayana, isn't it? Without Ganesha, there is no life in this material world. Because he is removing all the obstacles in their material activities. So Krishna made Ganesha. How we can disregard Ganesha then? So Vaishnava means he should know each and everything. The nectar of devotion, it is very well told that one. A Vaishnava should know anything and everything. Krishna is not alone. Krishna with all his group, we should know everyone. We should know good and bad. It is not that I do not want to know about bad. Then you do not know about good. You understand? Yes. Yes, he is getting the power from him. Yes, correct. But the normal people, they don't understand, no. They don't accept also, if you tell also. They don't accept. So, Krishna wants to please everyone. Krishna doesn't want to compel anyone. Krishna wants everyone with a free will. They should understand the absolute truth. That is the thing what this preaches, like we are telling. That's why Krishna is most pleased with the preachers. Your doubt is clear? They do like that one only. If you are empowered by Krishna, you can change them. You can change the desires. They can worship. There is nothing wrong worshipping Ganesha. But with what consciousness you should worship? Krishna is also telling, anyone can offer me water or leaf or flower or fruit, but with love and devotion. Can you think that materialist can offer something with love and devotion? He offers only for his glorification. How many people are looking at me? How many people are seeing my golden plate, silver plate? In that one, imported fruits I am offering. They bring the plate in front of all and show. You see, I am offering Krishna like this one. Krishna doesn't have the silver plate. I am only offering to him. Our consciousness is worst consciousness. But the devotees in ISKCON, they worship Ganesha also. Worshipping Ganesha means glorifying Ganesha. With different consciousness. We don't say that, oh, Ganesha is coming. Better to turn me this side. I do not want to face him. I do not want to see his face. No, he is not a Vaishnava. Vaishnava means, what is the sloka of that sloka? Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Even they are disrespectful to us. What Ganesha, he did to you any disrespectful way? Then why you want to turn about? Even if he is disrespectful to you, you should ready to give him respect. It is told very nicely, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to give respect to everyone. It's not that everyone means that lower level people, and Ganesha are not at lower level people, they are high level people. How much we have to be respectful to them? Isn't it? Even the Grama Devata, so many Amman Koyals, temples, no? We cannot disregard them. They are also fulfilling the desires of all the people. Kuladeva. But once you are getting into Krishna classes, there is no Kula. That we have to understand that if you keep also, there is nothing wrong, but you should not have the attachment to them. You are not disregarding them. You cannot have I am belonging to this Kula. Kula means you cannot go back home, back to Godhead. There is no Kula. There is only one Kula, is Krishna Kula. Achyuta Gotra. No other Gotra. Isn't it? My family Gotra is Mukunda Maharshi Gotra. But if I keep on telling you my Gotra is Mukunda Maharshi Gotra, I cannot go back home, back to Godhead. That is called the attachment. Okay. If whenever I go, I will say my Gotra as Achyuta Gotra. General people, why you are not one among them? Now you should come in Krishna consciousness, your life you should stay, you should change your lifestyle. That's the thing I was telling him also. Krishna consciousness is not that when you want to lead your life as you like. No, I am not telling not to go. You should not have the attachment. You can go there, you can worship, you can do, but you can ask them also, please, I am not this body, I am the soul. So please help me, how best I can please my soul, not the body. Then she will tell better to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna.
And even though the overall religion, Gurudeva also is connected to Krishna and they are also serving, so we should know that.
Even if you are offering something to Ganesha, Ganesha will not enjoy that one. He will take that one to Krishna. The Avidhi Purvakam, they are worshipping Avidhi Purvakam. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna very clearly is telling us. Isn't it?
Yeah.
They are worshipping without having proper knowledge. But still we accept that one. We do not want to disturb their worship. A Vaishnava will not disturb their worship. They can purify the way of worshipping. The Vaishnava allow them to worship the demigods, but with some purification of the heart. Don't demand anything from them. You just ask them, I have been thinking that I am my body, now I understand that I am the soul. Please help me. How to please my soul? How best I can get back my spiritual body? How best I can go back home, back to Godhead?
Ganesha, you can go and ask Ganesha.
Material.
No,
that's not that much effective. He doesn't have that much power. That's not the thing. He's from material activities is 100%, that's the solution, Ganesha. But we do not want to act materially. We don't want to act materially. As though you have your family, your responsibilities, that and all will be taken care by Krishna if you forget everything and surrender to Krishna. If you please Krishna, all the demigods like this Ganesha, Dinesha, Naresha. Naresha means?
Shiva. Shiva, Lakshmi.
How?
Munda. Munda.
Naresha is Shiva? No, I don't think so. Naresha means king, representative of Krishna. Nara plus Isa, Naresha. Dina, Dina plus Isa, Din. Din means daytime. Daytime only the controller is ill. Sun. That's why Dinesha means sun.
Mahesha is
Mahaprasisa is Mahesha is Shiva. Not Naresha. Naresha means king. Mahesha, that's correct. Mahaprasisa Mahesha. That is Lord Shiva.
If we want to offer Ganapati also, we can first offer to Krishna and give that offering to Ganapati so that
that's not necessary. You see, once you are offering to Krishna, that is distributed to everyone. You are taking everything for your stomach, then again I have the desire to offer this one to my foot. It's nice. I don't have the proper understanding. Generally, I can, my leg, I have some pain, so I had to feed some prasad to my feet. You understand? Those who are worshipping Krishna, they are not silly buggers. They are intelligent, highly. Prabhupada tells only, not only Prabhupada, even this one now, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangosa Dasanam. Yajanti? Sumedha. Sumedha means very, very highly intellectual person only worship Krishna. If you are worshipping Krishna and I am fool, I am idiot, means what does it mean? You cannot please Krishna, you cannot worship Krishna. You understand? Even if you are idiot, you are worshipping Krishna, you will become Sumedha. Extremely intelligent person. Because you know everything, cause of all causes. If you think you have very much knowledge and you know only the causes and you do not know the cause of all causes, your knowledge is mere waste. Isn't it? You understand all? So we do not want to criticize anyone. We do not want to dominate anyone. We do not want to ridicule anyone. But we understand that everyone is parcels of Krishna. But how best I can help him? That's the question. If you are bestowed with the mercy of Krishna, you can help him. Otherwise, not possible. Then you can guide them to such places where the satsang is going on, always the temple, like there you can invite them. But don't misguide them. That's all. Yes, okay? Yes? You can pray Krishna, my dear Krishna, because of my past deeds, I am one among these people. First of all, you should understand why you are put in that situation. You understand Krishna consciousness, your family members, they don't understand Krishna consciousness. They don't accept. So you should first of all understand your own past deeds, why you are put in this situation. You understand? Because of your sinful activities, you are put among them. Now by the mercy of Vaishnavas, you understand your situation. Now you should request Krishna, pray Krishna, please forgive me for my past deeds. Okay? And then I am put into this one. How best I can help them? Please empower me to help them. to make them understand what is beneficial for them. There is the need and want. We don't want to go for what we want. We should go for what we need. So, my dear Krishna, please forgive all my sinful activities, empower me and take me, accept me as an instrument to help all these people. It's not nice. You understand? This is the way to pray Krishna. Krishna is pleased when you are accepting, when you are confessing your mistake. Krishna is happy. Krishna can bestow you his power. That's the answer for your question. Okay? Why you are listening to ancestors? When you come into Krishna consciousness, why you are attached to ancestors? That's why I already told. Before stepping to Krishna, you should decide whether you want to change the lifestyle of yours or not. If you do not want to change your lifestyle, better remain there, away from Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the unique. For anyone, whether he is Maharashtrian or he is Gujarati or he is Bengali or he is Tamilian, he is American or he is European. The unique one. All ISKCON people, they are chanting 16 rounds a minimum, 16 rounds a day. All are following four regulatory principles. All are following, all are accepting only the prasad. Wherever we go, whether I'm Indian or American or anywhere you go and see, all the units in ISKCON people, they are doing the same thing. There is no difference between anyone. Why, still, why you are asking that question? It means that you are not accepting. Is it necessary to follow your ancestors? That's not necessary, I'm telling. It is not necessary go to there. If you are with Krishna means, even your Kula Devata is also under Krishna. If you go to Kula Devata, there is no Krishna. You want to meet both or you want to meet only one? If you meet Krishna, everyone is there. Krishna includes everyone. But your Kula Devata is not having Krishna. Which is better? You should understand this point first of all. You cannot think that if I stop going to my Kula Devata, she is going to curse me. No, she is under the control of Krishna. We are not going to the controller, we are going to the supreme controller. Supreme controller is the controller of all controllers. Then why we should? Some people think, yes, if I come to Krishna consciousness, what will happen to my attached Ganesha? He may harm him. He never harms. He's not just like a human being. If you go to Krishna, he is going to, we people only, you are going to that lady, no, I am going to give you some lesson to you. This is only we people. But demigods are not like that one. We don't know. If you are under Krishna, no one can dare to do anything to you.
He is servant of Krishna.
We understand. Master, do not fear. He's giving that much guarantee. It's not like politicians giving the guarantees. If you vote me, I will do this one. Isn't it? It's not a politician. Okay? Okay, then we'll continue the same lesson. The lesson's title is, first part title is Learning Transcendental Knowledge. Our lesson is, sixth lesson is from transcendental knowledge to absolute. Don't get confused, be clear at every point. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much.